CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here to introduce us to a success on the surface of the moon. Slim is down. Bob, what is Slim and what status? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, Japan had launched a lunar lander. Actually, they had SpaceX launch. Sorry, they launched the lunar lander. It's called SLIM. And its main goal is to prove autonomous robotic landing at a very small target, less than 300 feet across. Because, you know, if you're going to try to land in rough territory, if you can really have a small target range and your robot can get it down in that small target range, it will really increase the capabilities of future exploration. And so that was the main purpose of SLIM. Well, it attempted today to make a soft landing on the moon, and it appears it has successfully done so. They had just completed a press conference today in which they announced, yes, that it's getting data back from the spacecraft. It has successfully landed. All the telemetry says it was soft landed and no damage to the spacecraft. There are a problem, though. The solar cells on SLIM are not producing power. They're not sure exactly why. They think it's possible that the orientation at landing is not put those solar panels in sunlight and they're not producing power. This is not necessarily the reason, but either way, because of that, they're presently working on only battery power, which is going to run out in a few hours. And they're really rushing right now to download images and get further data because they need that information to confirm that they did land within a 300-foot wide target zone. They still don't know if they actually achieved that goal, though they think they did based on the telemetry they presently have. So we could say that Japan has now joined the new wave of countries that have successfully landed on the moon. That's China and India. There have been a lot of attempts by other countries and companies that have failed. Israel failed. Russia failed. India did fail on its first attempt. The United States failed when its private astrobotic landed. And we'll get to that in a minute. Did not get to the moon. And then two private companies from both Japan and Israel, they also failed. So Japan's success here is something to be proud of. They've had a whole string of failures, so getting some success here is a good thing. If the solar panels aren't working, it's unfortunate. But they didn't expect this spacecraft to last more than the first 2 weeks in daylight on the moon and die during the night. If it succeeds to come back to life, it might still, even if it dies, come back to life if the solar cells start to produce power. But their main goal was to land softly, and they have achieved that, and that's something to be proud of.
Peregrine has died. What was Peregrine?
Peregrine is the Astrobotics private lunar lander that was launched to bring payloads to the moon, including a lot of NASA payloads. It had a propellant link shortly after launch. They managed to control it for a full Earth orbit, and that orbit was very eccentric, so it got it out to lunar space. It actually was beyond the moon's distance from the Earth for a short while. But they had they lost their fuel, so they could not land on the moon. So they aimed it back at the Earth, and yesterday it entered the Earth's atmosphere and burned up over the South Pacific as planned at this point. There was some success in this. They got a lot of data. They were able to turn on all the payloads and get data from them. They were able to operate from lunar distances, communicate, and so forth. So the company gained a great deal, but its main engineering goal of this engineering mission mostly, which was to test its landing capabilities on the moon, they were unable to do, unfortunately.
Private manned mission to a private a target. What's happened, Bob?
Well, the target ain't private, John. This is a private mission launched by a private company, paid for by a private company, to send three European astronauts to ISS with a commander from the private company. So it's four astronauts on board. Yeah. Yesterday, SpaceX successfully launched these four astronauts in a Dragon capsule, Capsule Freedom, and sent them to ISS. They docked the next day. The astronauts are all, the passengers here are all from Europe. The European Space Agency essentially decided to pay a private company to get its astronauts up to ISS. They're going to be there for about 2 weeks and then come back, so it's a short tourist mission in a sense, but they're going, and this is basically Europe making a decision to buy its access to space from a private company. And that's really good because that indicates they're no longer depending on their governments to do this, but they're instead deciding to become a private a customer, buying the products from the private sector. Good news in that respect, John.
Detail, Bob. When a private mission reaches ISS, is that the same as staying at a hotel that you must pay for?
Yes. NASA charges actually a great deal. In fact, they raised their rates about 2 years ago like 700%. They really are milking ISS for every penny they can get. It's one of the reasons, I think, that Jared Isaacman on his private missions with SpaceX does not go to the station. He sees no reason to pay them lots of money. And so... but yes, NASA really charges a lot of money. They consider this to be a five-star hotel as far as NASA is concerned.
All right, they charge a lot of money. Good for them. However, is the government set up to make money, Bob?
Well, it's not supposed to. It's a complicated situation, and it's complex, and you could say pros and cons with NASA charging a lot of money. Personally, I think NASA should charge, has no reason not to charge, but I think they're overcharging in this situation.
Well, there is a plan in future to convert all or some of ISS into private enterprise, correct?
No. What's going to happen is the private stations are being built. The first one to be launched is going to be attached to ISS, but it will eventually separate. And we're going to have private stations, which will charge, of course, for people to go on, but they'll be competitive with each other. ISS has no competitors right now. So they won't have the ability to milk their customers for overpriced by overcharging. But that's the plan.
What about ISS?
And ISS would be retired. ISS would eventually supposedly be deorbited. Now, a lot can change. You might get negotiations where companies will salvage parts of ISS. The Russians might detach their section, maybe, and fly it independent. We don't know where ISS is eventually going to go, but eventually it is not going to be the prime target in space.
It'll be a tourist attraction if they keep it in space. We go from private space to public space. We go to private space, a shopping center. Where, Bob?
Boca Chica. SpaceX, there's two stories about SpaceX's facility at Boca Chica, both of which are actually positive. First, SpaceX has filed permits to build a shopping center and restaurant only a few miles from their launch site at Boca Chica. It's on their property. It will be on the beach. It will be facing one of the inner bays, not the Gulf of Mexico, but it's about 6 miles from the launch site, and if they build this correctly, they could actually make this a tourist attraction, a place to go, eat your restaurant meal while you watch a Starship take off. And so they put in permits to do this, and it makes sense for a lot of reasons. They got a lot of employees who live right there, and they need shopping, so this is what they want to do, and SpaceX has decided they'll do it. In a sense, SpaceX is building a company town, which can, in the long run is not a good thing. But in the short run, it's a good thing. They're making money from what they're trying to do. There's a second story. They have put in a request to a negotiation with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to do a land exchange. They want, they will give 477 acres of land they already own to the local National Wildlife Refuge of the federal government in exchange for the Texas giving them, SpaceX, 43 acres of nearby Boca Chica State Park. The state park land is right next to their facility. It would give SpaceX better control of the beachfront during launches. But they're willing to give 10 times more acreage to another part nearby, which would expand the beach access for the public. The Texas has approved this, is all in favor of it, but we should expect some environmental protests before it's done, John.
On the other side of the border, there's Mexico. Is there any planning? Have you read anything about Mexico developing its side of the border as a tourist attraction to watch?
I have heard nothing, John. There's potential, but I have heard nothing at all. The distance, I have to check the distances. It might be much farther away than we think, and that could be an issue, but I have to check. But I've heard nothing of anyone doing anything in the Mexican side.
We go to China, a private company? What do we call it, Bob?
I call all the so-called companies in China that say they're private, I call them all pseudo-companies, because even though they're operating, quote, independently, and they get private funds, investment capital, and then try to make profit, they are not, their ownership is very tentative. At any point, the Chinese communists that run that government can take the company over. They've done this multiple times in other very successful so-called private companies. But they do exist as independent entities and compete with each other. So one of those pseudo companies, Landspace, has successfully completed a rocket hop flight of its Zook 3 prototype rocket. They have a successful rocket, Zook 2, that's launched twice, successfully putting satellites up in orbit. It's a methane-powered rocket, like Starship is. In fact, it's the only methane rocket at the moment that has reached orbit. So they're a very successful company. Well, I have a link to a video of them doing this hop test. They did this earlier this week. They are basically imitating what SpaceX did with Grasshopper when it was developing the Falcon 9's capability to land vertically. And I would say that this pseudo company is probably the most successful right now in China, which means give it time, government will take it over once they've really gotten very successful.
I watched the test. It looked exactly like tests we've seen with SpaceX, and I believe Blue Origin had a test like this. And so congratulations to the PLA. They stole the right equipment, Bob.
Sometimes
they steal the wrong stuff, like with Long March, and they have to rebuild. But this time they got it right the first time. Now, Jiangyang, we should mention it quickly because it's still in orbit. What is it?
That's the Tiangong 3 is their space station from China. They launched a cargo mission to the station this week. They are definitely in operational mode on their station now, rotating crews and sending cargo up on a regular basis.
All right, now making money, $2.5 billion from the U.S. military. To whom, Bob?
Three different private companies. The military is putting up a constellation to do surveillance. It had already given a $500 million contract to Rocket Lab. It has now awarded three other American companies contracts, big contracts, to do more satellites in this constellation. L3Harris got almost $1 billion, Lockheed Martin got almost $1 billion, and Sierra Space got $750 million. And then with Rocket Lab, these four companies are going to put up a satellite constellation of about 70 satellites that will do surveillance for the military. It's good because the military is now hiring new companies, not just the same old companies, but new companies like Sierra Space. It's hiring multiple companies to do the same thing. And it's not building and owning everything. It's now going with private companies to make it happen, John.
The administrative state, University of Alberta and Arizona State University, have an opinion of the administrative state. Explain, Bob.
There were conferences at both universities that reported these on Behind the Black, where academics are telling everyone that space, private commercial space, is evil. It must be regulated. It must be regulated very, very tightly. And the best people to do it are these academics, because they haven't done anything in space, so obviously they know best, and they should be able to tell everybody else what to do. And so that two different academics, and these two conferences in two different nations on opposite sides of the Western Hemisphere basically indicate the overall tone in academia. It's Leninist. It's communism. It's government and control from the top. And boy, we don't need that, do we, John?
We certainly do not. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Slim is down. Congratulations to JAXA. Peregrine has returned to Earth and a partial success. And we're off to explore. I'm John Mack.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.